And there are new developments involving the investigation into the Washington football team. Today, 10 former team employees called upon six of the top corporate sponsors of the NFL to demand transparency from the league and urge them to release the findings of the independent investigation into widespread sexual harassment and abuse in Ashburn. Also from the Washington Post tonight, lawyers representing the Washington football team offered a financial settlement earlier this year in exchange for the silence of female former team employees who say they endured sexual harassment while working there.
That's what two former employees are telling the paper. No specific figure was discussed, but the offer was expected to be disrespectfully low. That comes from Emily Applegate, a former marketing coordinator who was the first to publicly speak out about her experiences while working with the team in that Post report. All of this comes after Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden resigned this week when it was revealed that he'd written a series of racist, homophobic, and misogynistic emails to former Washington football team president Bruce Allen. Dimitri talks about the case with Washington Post columnist Sally Jenkins, who says Gruden is not some bygone relic of the league. He's essentially the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes the content of the emails more stunning because John Gruden is very much an establishment figure in the NFL. He comes out of the most mainstream training pipeline and tradition of the NFL. His father was a scout and assistant coach at Notre Dame under Dan Devine. His training early on was with the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers, the most iconic franchises in the NFL. He's a very, very deeply enmeshed figure in the league and very, very well known. And it just beggars belief that the emails he was trading, that he didn't trade that sort of thing with other people in the league.
Let's not forget who was on the other end of those emails. Bruce Allen, former president of the Washington football team. What can we hope to learn about that investigation? It sounds like everybody's trying to seal things up.
You know, there's something to be said for sealed investigations because, you know, people need to be able to come forward with some assurance of anonymity and the assurance that there's not going to be retaliation. You know, I think we have to be really careful when we start screaming for, you know, all 650,000 documents to be made public because, you know, some of those things may have been turned over under circumstances where people, you know, really requested a certain amount of safety. So I don't think the answer is to just sort of throw everything into public view. Internal investigations aren't ideal, but they're better than no investigations. What's more important is you have to ask yourself, you know, are there outcomes from these investigations where things have gotten, you know, at least somewhat better? And the answer to that question is yes. I think the league is trying to clean up the mess that is Washington. I think they're trying to do that very energetically. There's obviously massive problems that remain. I don't think Bruce Allen is employable in any field, again, much less football. I don't know who would have that guy walk through their doors except maybe a used car lot. I think that he's taken care of. You know, that issue is taken care of.
As we're munching on our nachos on a Sunday afternoon, there are some of us that are really happy to see some of these changes. Something as simple as the word "stop hate" on the back of a helmet. Women doing more than just offering water bottles to players. They are coaching. They're serving as referees. They're in other positions. All of this is supposed to be good stuff. But at the same time, can we say the NFL is quite regressive? That maybe behind closed doors, those coaches, those owners, others don't like any of these changes?
You know, I just think it's a real split generation. You know, I think a guy like Bruce Arians is one of the older coaches in the league, and yet he's, you know, he's really one of the most enlightened, you know, progressive men in the league as far as hiring. He's got more, he's promoted more black men in the league than anybody. He's got women on his staff. He's got an incredibly diverse staff, and he does it quite intentionally because he believes that diverse voices are smarter voices in his locker room and in his clubhouse. So, you know, I don't think it's fair to just call it strictly a generational problem. You know, Kyle Shanahan is a much younger coach with the same outlook as Bruce Arians, you know, and yet they're very different generations. So as I wrote in the column, John Gruden's attitude was a choice. I mean, it's a willful choice. You know, he had the chance to rethink his views and rethink his language, and he chose not to.
What is a final point you'd leave us with?
It sure would be nice someday if Washington was liberated from, you know, the hostage situation the club finds itself in with Dan Snyder as owner. I think the league needs to resolve that at a certain point. The franchise can't continue to be in the hands of someone who just really doesn't know how to run a public-facing organization.
That's Washington Post sports columnist Sally Jenkins.